Felipe after 8-day marriage broke up. I didn't even know how old Zsa Zsa truly was. We had a beautiful wedding on my sister Ava's yacht offshore of Puerto Vallarta. But that night I was exhausted and went to sleep right away. The very next day, Felipe asked annoyingly, "What are we doing tonight?" I replied, "What am I, your social secretary? Oh, Zsa Zsa, you're so quick." But the worst was yet to come. Oh, I'd bought a cosmetic that makes your toenails... Wait, I talk like Zsa Zsa. It sounds like I sound like a Nazi. I bought a cosmetic that makes your toenails harder. And I had an allergic reaction to it. My feet swelled up enormously. I called my doctor, and he said to get back to Los Angeles right away and told me to stay off my feet. It was then I started noticing things about Felipe.
He'd put the hydrant on his face.
He couldn't pick up the phone to call someone. He couldn't even open the gate to my driveway. What did you just say? He'd come into my bedroom and ask me when we were eating, like he expected me to serve him while I was laid up in bed. When I developed a high fever and became very sick, he couldn't even call the doctor. He wasn't doing anything for me. Where's this one? Up here?
Wait, no. Move your finger.
Zsa Zsa received an invitation to the White House? Zsa Zsa. Why don't you go to New York or wherever you want? Let's just forget this. I had wanted someone who comes home from work and shares his headaches. I wanted us to drink a little, have fun, make love like real people.
Like normal people.
Like normal people. Like white people. Felipe wasn't much of a man. He ended up leaving without saying goodbye.
Aw,
poor Zsa Zsa. Well, she's going to be the first person in the history of the United States to reach... to reach double-digit husbands, you know. Twin City Stereo 101, 818. News, weather, sports, and commentary from the 101 Morning Sickness News Team is coming up next. Stand by. Well, Pam is split for the morning now. Oh, I can relax, you know. Ain't she a riot, Can you say that? Sure. 101 stickers are popping up all over town. In fact, Pam, that's your new swimsuit, Pam. If you're listening on the way home, a couple of 101 stickers will be just fine. You'll be legal in Minneapolis and everything. To get one, give us a call here at 101, and we'll mail one out to you. Pam, you can pick one up tomorrow morning at work. Put it on and show your rocket. Put it on and show you're rocking with the best, 101.
The signs of spring are upon us, and soon you'll be riding one of the most exciting modes of transportation ever, a Honda. From Rapid Sports Center, the leader in Honda sales. See and hear the bargains on all 82 Honda models. At Rapid Sports Center, see all the models, from the economy gas miser to the big bikes. Rapid Sports Center, 3050 Coon Rapids Boulevard in Coon Rapids. The sounds and signs of spring are here, and soon you'll be riding the best. Honda from Rapid Sports Center, 3050 Coon Rapids Boulevard, Coon Rapids.
On the road again.
Hey, Minnesota motorcycle owners. By now, you're tired of hearing that you have to insure your house, your life, and your dog just to get back on the road again. MMRA and Morgan Associates, the bike insurance specialist, will get you back on the road again without all those hassles. Stop in and see them at the Franklin Bank Building in Minneapolis or call for a quote at 874-0033. That's 874-0033.
I can't wait to get on the road. Hiya, Larry. Gee, the yard looks great.
Thanks, Dave. What do you want to borrow?
Nothing. I'm just admiring the lawn.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course, lately I've had more time outdoors since my law office at home has those time savers from the Xerox store.
Yeah, I noticed. So what exactly did you get anyway?
Well, let's see. A small copier. They have them on sale.
Great for my record keeping.
A computer that doubles as a word processor.
Ooh, just the thing for my billing.
A phone answering machine.
I'd never miss a call.
Oh, and dictate... wait a minute. You wouldn't be thinking of using mine, would you?
Hey, look, I'll let you borrow these hedge clippers. How's
that? Oh, that's funny. If they weren't so rusty, I'd swear they were the new ones I lent you last summer.
Oh, yeah. Well, on second thought, Larry, I'll head over to the Xerox store right now.
Smart thinking, pal.
We'll help you with your homework. It's home office time through June 30th at the Xerox store.
In Edina at 3650 Hazelton Road. In St. Paul, 415 Wabasha Street. In Minneapolis at 800 Nicholas Mall.
Now then, what a bedroom man. What seems to be troubling you?
Well, Doctor, I'm troubled by strange desires.
Yeah?
Yes, I find myself wanting to
reduce waterbed prices below any civilized level.
I see.
In fact, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm offering simply insane prices on waterbeds and matching bedroom furniture during the Water Bedroom's 24 Hours of Madness.
24 Hours of Madness?
Yes. Yes, I'm offering gorgeous bookcase beds as low as $199.
Nice thing.
Six-drawer pedestals, just $89.
Mm-hmm.
And fitted waterbed sheets, an absurd $24.
Well, I think I know what your problem is.
Yeah?
You're crazy, that's what! Oh. You reckless!
Water Bedroom Man goes crazy this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with 24 Hours of Madness. This is the biggest sales event of the spring. The hours are Friday 10 to 9, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. 24 Hours of Madness at the largest waterbed store with the largest selection in the Twin Cities area, the Water Bedroom, 494 in Lindale, Bloomington.
Chris Edmonds. 8:22, time for the Morning Sickness 101 News, Weather, Sports, and Commentary. Security was very heavy at Fatima this morning, as Pope John Paul's Portugal trip continued with Mass at that shrine. It was 1 year ago today the Pope was shot in St. Peter's Square in Rome, and today he said Mass in front of an estimated 1 million pilgrims, and it was a massive thanksgiving for the fact that he didn't get knifed yesterday. The pontiff was shaken but unhurt when a man came out of the crowd and lunged at him with a 15-inch blade. Today, before the Mass, the Pope met Sister Lucia, a Carmelite nun. It was in 1917 that as a peasant child, she and two other children claimed to have a vision of the Virgin Mary at Fatima six times. Ceasefire talks continue today in the United Nations in New York. UN Secretary General Perez de Cuellar is said to be optimistic that further bloodshed can be avoided. After some progress in the talks yesterday, still both sides are saying,
I don't care.
And preparing for an all-out conflict, and Britain reported shooting down a pair of Argentine jets yesterday. Court cases continuing today in Washington. Testimony continues in the trial of John Hinckley Jr., accused, of course, of shooting the president last year. And a federal court jury resumes its deliberations in a case against head Mooney, Sun Myung Moon. The government says that he evaded paying $150,000 in income tax. No, not a fine religious man like him. In Compton, California, a jury enters its third week of deliberations in the $500 million libel suit against Penthouse Magazine. The magazine linked La Costa Resort with organized crime in a 1975 story. Braniff International Airways has collapsed financially, losing a four-year battle with its money belt. Braniff announced it was closing down and would go through bankruptcy yesterday. The company is $1 billion in debt. Braniff employed about 85 people here in town, several thousand across the country. Travelers holding Braniff tickets purchased through travel agents will have those tickets honored by the other air carriers. With some tickets issued directly by Braniff, they will be honored on a space-available basis for some travelers. What's this? Oh, and it's an envelope. Let's see what's in here. Chris, you've been doing such a fine job on the morning show that I've decided to send you and your wife on a beautiful trip to California after the ratings are over. Congratulations, and close to your tickets. Oh, Braniff. Great. Signed, the big guy. The economic conditions in the Twin Cities are expected to improve during the second half of 1982, but up on the Iron Range, things will just get worse. The chief economist at Northwestern Bank, Sungwan Sun, said the semiannual survey of Midwest bankers found some optimism among Twin Cities bankers. Sun also said if the national economy improves and car sales pick up, things could improve next year on the range. Doctors in Philly say they're hopeful an artificial heart will work successfully on living patients now that it has maintained normal body functions for 42 hours on the body of a brain-dead patient. Dr. Jacob Kolff at Temple University said that artificial heart was implanted in a man in his mid-20s on the 8th of May, taken out the 10th. The heart worked most satisfactorily. The experiment ended only to enable the patient's family to make funeral arrangements, he said. He also says this is a major medical breakthrough. Ask the patient, you know? If you've ever given money to a man in California in an airport who claimed he was an economics professor short on cash, now wait a minute, that's a mutually exclusive term here, isn't it? Economics professor, they should know. Consider one more payment to the School of Hard Knocks. The University of Wisconsin Economics Department has been trying since 1972 to stop a sophisticated panhandler who gives those who loan him money at Los Angeles Airport an address in Madison, Wisconsin, and promises to repay threefold. The man has clipped so many pigeons in the past 10 years, the Wisconsin Economics Department now has a form letter expressing its regret that the guy doesn't exist. Many of his victims sent him cards and Christmas greetings are so trusting. Nearly 100 such cards have been received by the department since 1978. And down in Key West, Florida, a local elementary school truly enjoyed it when the snow cone man came. Vendor Juan Nieves dropped by. Nieves would donate snow cones to the kids who particularly liked his pina colada-flavored ice.
Now we know why they liked it. He spiked it with real rum. Police in Key West have charged Juan with selling liquor to a minor after he sold a spiked cone to an undercover high school student.
Can I have another one, please?
Oh, thank you. We already talked about Harmon Killebrew. Who has the best-looking license plate in the nation?
I don't care.
South Dakota's vehicle license plates have been selected as the best-looking license plates in the nation by the American License Plate Collectors Association. South Dakota's plate certificate will be presented by a private group to state officials, and the director of the State Division of Motor Vehicles is very happy. What's a South Dakota license plate look like? I don't know. And
I don't care.
Coffee, tea, or Koch beer? That's right. Reporters traveling with New York City Mayor Ed Koch on campaign trips have a choice of beverage on the plane now. Koch beer. From a brewery in Dunkirk, New York. The mayor discovered the brew during a reception near recently near Dunkirk, New York. The head of the brewery informed Ed the label is usually pronounced Cook, but they'd alter it just for him. Six cases placed on the press plate, according to press secretary Marty McLaughlin, just for a laugh. The understanding is that reporters find the stuff not bad and are drinking and laughing as they drink Koch beer. Good thing his name isn't Ed Crotch. Hey, man, try some of my crotch beer. What else we got here? Sexy female drivers of 18-wheelers have been using the CB a lot, much to the delight of their male audience. When a CB call is made by a nude woman in a bathtub, well, that's different. Especially when she uses the CB handle of Sexy Mermaid, who in reality is Yvonne Oldham in real life, and she was hauled from her bathtub and taken to court in England. The 29-year-old ham radio operator with bath salt bubbles in her voice was fined $75 and her radio set taken away by the town's magistrates. Most of the time, apparently, it was because a mother of three did not have a CB radio license. But officials objected to her bathtub conversations, saying that they were shocking. And they say that it would have been even more shocking had the radio accidentally fallen into the bathtub with her and her bubbles. Breaker 1-9 there, big boy. Ooh, ah, woo! Page 2. Let's find the gateway to lust. You don't need a trio of ghoulish witches chanting over a boiling pot to come up with a love potion. The most potent love potions can be found in herbs. So if your name is Herb this morning, tonight, you can use this line in any drinking establishment that you find. But we're not talking about people named Herb. We're talking about actual herbs. According to Jean Rose of San Francisco, she says certain herbs cause physical reactions that turn lovers on and off like neon signs. One of them is Damiana, which Rose claims brings about wild arousal. She's even developed her own love potion, a tea she calls aphrodisiac. Speaking of aphrodisiacs, Rose says certain foods have been known to bring on sexual urges, like oysters and chocolate. Mmm, boy! It's a new candy bar. How did we invent the new oysters and chocolate candy bar?
Hey, scumbag, you got oysters in my chocolate.
Hey, listen, hamster breath, you got chocolate in my oysters.
Rose says with very little effort, you can prepare an entire aphrodisiacal meal if you know how to what shape to put it in on the plate. And if you know the best times to smack your lips, then you're ready for dessert. Sports. Here's a late-breaking bulletin from the 101 Sports Desk this morning. Calvin Griffith traded the entire team and the Dome to Los Angeles for cash. Can you believe it? The Twins have traded Butch Weiniger and Roger Erickson now to the Yankees for shortstop Larry Milbourne and two minor league pitchers, John Pichella and Pete Filson. The Twins also recalled outfielder Dave Engel from Toledo. It's nice having a major league farm team here in the Twin Cities. Just truck them in, pay them scale, and send them out on the field to lose. Boston 4, Twins 1 last night. Herbeck's home run kept his hitting streak alive at 22 games. Well, Kent, when are we calling the cab for you? Minnesota plays at Detroit tonight in the NBA playoffs. 121, Philadelphia 121, Boston 113. Their series tied now 1-1. The Islanders at Vancouver tonight. Islanders leading the series 2-0. And the Gopher baseball team plays doubleheaders in Wisconsin tomorrow and Saturday to close out the Big Ten baseball season. And it's going to be cloudy through tomorrow. More showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall is possible tonight. High today 75. Low tonight 55. Tomorrow's high 70. Currently in the city's 65 degrees. And I am Mr. Edmonds, and this is the Cars at the Home of Rock and Roll, 101 FM. Twin Cities 101 FM, 8:41 now, 19 before 9 o'clock, and nobody makes me feel the way that you do, Karen.
Oh, really?
Yes, well, except a ride on it like the corkscrew after eating a big dinner, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank each and every one of you, the listeners this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Another stolen bit. Did you watch Rodney Dangerfield last night?
Yes, I
Wasn't
did.
He great?
Yeah.
He was all right. I liked him in the Superman suit.
That's good. I didn't like.
It was a good bit, but it was just funny to see him with his hair all greased, slick. Well, it always is slick back, but he had phony hair on him. He was a superhero. Rodney, my main man. 840, my inspiration to live. I don't get no respect neither, right?
Right. You don't deserve it.
See what I mean? Think you know what I'm talking about, yeah. Well, 830. And 101 would like to congratulate two famous rock and roll bands in the Twin Cities. Are going to be appearing on our album, Sussman Lawrence Band, also The Phones. They'll be on Twin Cities Rocks, 101 FM's second local album. Watch for it soon in most record stores.
Are you tired of the same old stuff? Did you just wake up to another gray day? Blah, dull, ordinary? Well, just take some Graham Parker. You hit the spot, wipe out the rest of the world. Parker, another gray area. Add some color to your world on Arista Records and Tapes.
The coolest cut of all is the sound of Haircut 100. Straight off the top of the UK charts, the most exciting new band to hit America in years. Don't keep it under your hat. Haircut 100's first album is Pelican West on Arista Records and Tapes.
Available at Positively 4th Street, Electric Fetus, and Northern Lights.
The tire buys at Twin City Tire are phenomenal, and tires and wheels are Twin City Tire's only business. Twin City Tire has the largest selection of tires and mag wheels around for American, import, van, even light truck, and four-wheel drives. Twin City Tire's discount prices up to 50% off. And now you can buy your tires at half price. And the service department specializes in all types of mag wheel changing, balancing, and wheel alignment. Highway 7 Wooddale, St. Louis Park, and 494 in Lindale Richfield. All you have to do is say charge it at Twin City Tire.
If you feel like your alarm went off this morning before your head even hit the pillow last night, you could probably use a little incentive for getting into the shower and out of the house. So, your breakfast is ready at McDonald's. We're right on your way cooking up fresh scrambled eggs, pure pork sausage, crunchy McDonald's hash browns, and a toasty hot buttered English muffin. And we're waiting to see your smiling face. So don't be afraid. Wake up!
You deserve a break today.
Your breakfast is ready.
Get a free Gillette swivel razor with any breakfast entree now at McDonald's.
Toyota City reminds you, before you sign on the dotted line, check out the bottom line. You'll find the bottom line vehicle is Toyota, and your bottom line dealer is Toyota City. You've probably heard many claims for low interest financing. Just make sure you investigate thoroughly. At Toyota City, what we say, we do. Our low prices on all models are available to everyone, always at below prime rate financing. In addition, Toyota City offers trouble-free driving with full warranties available. So compare before you sign on the dotted line. Don't pay a high price to get a low interest rate. At Toyota City, you'll pay an already low price and still get below prime rate financing. We can do this because we were the only Minnesota dealer to sell over 1,000 new Toyotas this past year. The more we sell, the more you save. It's that simple. When you compare cars and trucks, the bottom line is Toyota. When you compare dealers, the bottom line is Imerd Schramm's Toyota City, 7325 Brooklyn Boulevard, Brooklyn Park. And remember...
Oh, oh, oh,
101 FM, 8:46, 14 before 9. And, if you're a high school dropout, you're a loser. Project 70,000, what can help you train for and find a job? A little close to home for you, Karen?
No, I graduated.
Did you? What was your average, your grade average?
Well, top 10%.
Of what? The top 10% of the people that dropped out is what it was. No, we know you're very smart, Karen.
You're lazy, though. You didn't work very hard, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you really?
Cool, yeah.
Sucker.
After I got out, I quit.
Yeah, once you got here, you started slacking off. Project 70001 can help you train for and find a job. For more info, give us a call here. And a little while earlier in the program, we're reading off the astonishing new predictions from the National Enquirer. And, of course, we all know inquiring minds read the Enquirer, like Zsa Zsa Gabor. You saw in the commercial there?
I read it all the time, darling.
And some of the astonishing new predictions were that Burt Reynolds would leave Hollywood and become a gospel singer. George Burns will be dating Lillian Carter. William Shatner from Star Trek will be kidnapped by a UFO. Natalie Wood's ghost will be spotted walking in the area where she died. The ghost will, of course, not be taking a shower on the boat. She'll be washing up on the beach. But Mick Jagger and Marie Osmond will be romancing. And, of course, Dick Van Dyke will live on bugs and berries in a cave. You like that one, don't you? But we've worked out. There were none of them in here regarding Minnesota, however, which is kind of upsetting. So, Oh, did you slap coffee all over the windowsill?
My fingers.
So we got some Minnesota predictions here that we came up with, because, of course, inquiring minds listen to morning sickness. Sick minds listen to morning sickness. And here are some Minnesota predictions. Of course, Dave Moore will retire as a television anchorman to open a driving school. Calvin Griffith is expected to trade the entire ball club for cash and future draft choices. And, of course, then the vacant Metrodome will be flooded, stocked with carp, so season ticket holders can fish from the center field bleachers. For more details, stay tuned. City's 101 FM, 8:55 now, 5 till 9. Good morning, this is Morning Sickness, bad joke of the day coming up next. Yes, and in the meantime, well, still have that Burt Reynolds picture over there?
Oh, here we go.
Here it is, let me see. Oops, here's a picture of this Enquirer is great. Burt and Lonnie in secret trial marriage.
Woo!
The headline screams. Burt Reynolds and new love Lonnie Anderson have secretly set up housekeeping, living together as man and wife in a full-fledged trial marriage. That's what the page screams here. Whether it's true or not, of course, is a moot point. Here's a picture of Burt and Lonnie driving in the driveway. Burt is clenching his teeth. He looks steamed. In fact, the caption reads, "These are the exclusive photos that Burt tried to destroy." Furious, Burt Reynolds clenches his teeth as he drives up to his Los Angeles home with Lonnie and spots photographer next. The angry star stops his car and prepares to open the door. Seconds later, he attacked the photographer and hurled camera containing these photos against a wall. He's definitely clenching his teeth. How could you describe this picture here? There's a picture
of... Very unflattering.
Very unflattering would be an understatement. When Burt spotted photographer Russell Turiak, he exploded in rage and charged out of his Rolls Royce, recalled Turiak. "I had already taken a couple of pictures and was walking away. Reynolds attacked me from the back, punching me in the head." Oh, Burt, you're such a man, attacking from behind. "He grabbed me by my arm, by my neck, and my left arm and threw me up against my van. My glasses were smashed and they cut me all over my right eye. Reynolds threw me down on the ground and yelled, 'This is not a joke, you son of a bitch.' I pushed my camera under the vehicle to protect it, but he reached down, picked it up, and hurled it against the wall. He was trying to ruin the film. As a result of the attack, I have cuts and bruises, a sore shoulder, and a sore knee. I have to walk with a cane." Well, if he takes pictures like this, the guy deserves to walk with a cane. There's a picture of Lonnie Anderson. It's hard to describe. She's sort of halfway deep knee-bended, and her feet are on the ground. Her knees are up against the bumper of the car, okay? And then her thighs come back out towards you, and her butt is just sticking out in the picture here. And these, it just looks really sleazed, and she's leaning into the trunk of the car. Unbelievable. What a paper. What else? There's got to be some more stuff. And here's a man balancing. Here's Larry Hagman throwing J.R. Ewing money into the air. Ooh, secret romance for Joni and Chachi. Well, we'll just have to save that for another day. After this, we'll be back with the bad joke of the day, which really stinks this morning. After this movie, this word for another exciting family motion picture for you and your kids.
James Ryan is back in the explosive new action-adventure, Kill and Kill. kill again. Six martial arts masters battle an army of karate commandos in a savage contest to decide the fate of the world. In unarmed combat, they are the ultimate weapons. The all-new Kill and Kill Again. The challenge continues. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Starts tomorrow at a theater or drive-in near you.
Every day at Valley Fair is special. It's the biggest family day around. Plus, now there's something new.
IMAX.
The mind-boggling new Pepsi-Cola IMAX Theater, where you feel you're a part of the gigantic 6-story high by 82-foot wide image. Then, every so often, Valley Fair offers an extra special added attraction.
This Saturday and Sunday, May 15th and 16th, it's a Pepsi Preview Weekend. Preview the biggest family day around. All rides, shows, and attractions, including the new Pepsi-Cola IMAX Theater. And save $2 off the regular admission price. A Pepsi Preview Weekend to Valley Fair's big new season, and all for very special prices.
Valley Fair,
come see the new IMAX.
Valley Fair,
it's the big show in town.
Valley Fair has surprises for all ages and sizes. It's the biggest family day around.
Save $2 off regular admission. It's a Pepsi Preview this weekend.
Hey, America, wake up. Want better gas mileage in a better built car? Then your next car's gotta be Oldsmobile. All 31 models are designed to bring you the luxury, economy, and affordability the imports are still only dreaming about. Oldsmobile with an unprecedented lineup of outstanding American built cars, including the all-new front-wheel drive Sierra, Forenza, and Olds Omega, the most talked about cars in several countries. Why? Because America is waking up to quality. And right now, you can make the best deal in town look even better with 12.8% financing that could save you up to $1,100. Stop by any of the 5 Twin City Olds dealers and see what you've been missing. Royal Olds St. Paul, Klein Olds Roseville, Bob Ryan Olds Brooklyn Center, Jim Lupient Olds Golden Valley, or Wally McCarthy's Lindahl Olds Richfield. Hey, America, wake up to Oldsmobile. The time is now.
Come on, you condominium buyers. Come on, all you folks who are tired of rental payments. There's a great new condominium community about to go up in prestigious West Bloomington, and Orrin Thompson Home says you better see it quick. Yes, come discover the condominiums of Countryside by Orrin Thompson Homes, the Twin Cities' largest home builder. Here are quality condominiums with fine features unmatched anywhere, at anywhere near the price. Starting from the low 50s, each Countryside condominium offers as standard items a dramatic corner fireplace, your own washer and dryer, indoor heated parking, special bike parking, balcony, plus amenities like pool and professional landscaping, as well as necessities like security systems. Orrin Thompson Homes will also give you $100 a month for 3 full years to help make your monthly mortgage payments. Come see the plans at Countryside, 102nd and Highway 18 in West Bloomington. Countryside Condominiums by Orrin Thompson Homes, an equal opportunity builder.
Cloudy through tomorrow with more showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rainfall possible tonight. Low tonight, 55. Tomorrow's high, 70. Today's high, 75. Lest I forget, right now it is 64, and this is 101 Morning Sickness on KDWB-FM Richfield. Bad joke of the day. I hear from these people all the time, the Krugers, Mr. and Mrs. Kruger. And, hang on just a second, will you?
No, this is your
brother. Wait a minute, I'll be right there. The Krugers. Unbelievable. Well, bad joke of the day this morning says this. Do you know how to identify a successful farmer? Of course you do. It's a man who's outstanding in his field. I quit.